This Coin Week podcast is brought to you by PCGS, celebrating 30 years as the standard in the rare coin grading industry. Visit PCGS.com to learn more. Once considered rare in gem, the Franklin Half Dollar has come a long way since it stopped rolling off the press at Philadelphia and Denver in 1963. We discuss how to grade them next in the Coin Week podcast. The Franklin Half Dollar was struck for just 15 years, from 1948 to 1963. It was replaced in 1964 by the Kennedy Half Dollar, under circumstances that need no explanation here. Personally, when it comes to 20th century type half dollars, I've always been most fond of Weinmann's Walking Liberty design, but the Franklin Half is a close second. It has a clean, clear design that I find to be uncluttered and timeless. Chief engraver John R. Sinnock is best remembered for being the designer of the Roosevelt dime, but it's the Franklin half that I find to be his best work. The coin's obverse features a right-facing bust of Franklin. He is surrounded by Liberty at the top and In God We Trust at the bottom, both inscriptions wrap around the rim. The date appears to be to the right of Franklin, just underneath his chin. On the reverse, centered, is the Liberty Bell. I'll discuss this feature in depth in a moment. Again, wrapping around the top and the bottom of the design is the text. In this case, the legend and denomination. The legend reads United States of America with the F in America capitalized and the O in lowercase. And at the bottom, half dollar. Our national motto, E Pluribus Unum, appears in smaller font to the left of the bell. The statutorily required eagle, drawn in miniature, stands to the right. It's this perfect symmetry of obverse and reverse design that makes the Franklin Half Dollar a true classic. Today, Franklin Half Dollars are widely collected by mint, by date, and proof in mint state finishes, and by variety. A complete set of BU Franklins can cost as little as a few hundred dollars over silver spot, or as much as $10,000 or more per coin, depending on characteristics that I will describe in this podcast. The key to collecting the series is finding coins that you will like with great eye appeal, coins that you enjoy looking at, and coins that you want to own. The key to grading them? Well, that's another story, and I'll tell you that story now. MS60 to MS63. The Sheldon grading scale exists on a 70-point continuum, where every point from 60 to 70, the mint state band, is considered when looking at an uncirculated coin. For some series, using MS60 or MS61 makes sense, but for the Franklin Half Dollar, you can throw those grades out the door. They frankly don't exist, and if you were to ever find an uncirculated one banged up enough to qualify as one of these two low mint state brackets, you probably wouldn't want to own it anyway. But what about MS62? In the grading room, an MS62 is more often than not a submitter mistake. A coin that someone thought was MS63 was a little too banged up to make the grade. A couple thousand of these have made it into holders over the years, but there isn't much of a premium market for them. I can't remember the last time I saw one, actually. The true starting point for mint state Franklin half dollars that a grading service might actually receive from a customer is MS63, and even at this grade, odds are that the submitter overlooked a glaring issue with the coin and hoped that they had an MS64 or 65 instead. At 63, a Franklin half dollar may be softly struck, dull, or lifeless, or may have a nice strike and great luster, but is just severely bagmarked. This is especially true of half dollars in the latter half of the 1950s through 1963, as BU coins and mint bags were heavily hoarded by silver speculators. Pro tip number one, if you're a coin dealer or silver stacker and someone offers you a deal of unsorted, unsearched, and uncirculated Franklin halves, especially from the years I just mentioned, it's safe to say you'll probably be looking at a bunch of MS63s. Pro tip number two, If you're a collector and not a professional dealer, and you hold a Franklin in your hand that is mint state, but that you never pay to have someone grade due to obvious problems on the coin, then you probably have an MS63 coin, or worse. MS64. When you get to MS64, you find yourself looking at a quality coin with too many hits in the focal areas. The Franklin Half is a well-designed coin from an artistic standpoint, but its uncluttered design leaves most of the coin vulnerable to contact marks. A gem coin should appear, at first glance, to be clean of contact marks that reveal themselves only once you take a closer and more studied look. MS64s aren't quite there. First, look at the hair details, Franklin's cheek, the bottom of the bust truncation. These are the high points of the coin's obverse, and they are often nicked and scraped. The bell on the reverse reveals any incidental contact that happened to the coin after it was struck. Check out the entire bell, especially the bottom. If the coin has hits in these high relief areas, but the fields are otherwise clean, even if the strike is a bit soft, you have a coin that should grade about MS64. MS65. At MS65, a Franklin half dollar will be, for the most part, free of major marks. Not totally free of marks, mind you, just free of major ones. The bell on the reverse will still take some hits, and expect that Franklin's bust, hair, or face will exhibit minor hits as well. Nothing major in this grade. In the certified world, MS65 Franklins are considered mid-grade. This didn't always used to be the case, but the grading standards have evolved over the years. Dealers usually won't pay a premium for them unless they have spectacular toning, are from a conditionally scarce date, or have full bell lines. MS66. For people who collect slab coins, MS66 is the sweet spot for this series. Most collectors will be able to piece together most of the set at this grade, even with full bell lines. Don't get lulled into believing that you'll be able to put the entire set together at this grade without doing some work or ponying up for PQ coins. The PCGS and NGC pop reports will tell you which dates are scarce in this grade. 1949D, 1951D, 1959D, 60, 61, and 63. These dates are super tough in 66. 1961D and 1962 are even tougher. What makes MS66 Franklins a cut above their MS65 gem counterparts is an overall cleanness to the surfaces. At this grade, very light contact marks are permissible, but nothing that is in any way distracting. Again, high points of the coin are the most susceptible to damage. The bell and Franklin's bust should be mostly clean. Isolated marks are okay, but nothing deep or noticeable. If the coin is heavily toned, the grader may give the coin the benefit of a doubt, especially if the color is nice. The field should also be clean and attractive. MS67, the ultimate business strike Franklin. MS67 is, for all intents and purposes, as good as it gets. NGC has graded a few at MS68, while PCGS has graded none. An MS67 Franklin won't be a perfect coin, but it should be one of the best-looking Franklin half dollars you've ever seen. The obverse counts more than the reverse in the mind of the grader and should carry the coin at this grade. At MS67, due to the premiums associated with conditional rarity, buying a coin with knockout eye appeal is a must. This is also a put-away grade. Franklins with PQ eye appeal, PQ color, and PQ surfaces in MS67 will only become more and more desirable as this series matures. You'll seldom see the best of the best on the market unless you're talking about a major auction. Full bell lines. Sometimes Franklin half dollars will technically look like they have full bell lines or FBLs, but they won't because of a hit that breaks them up. This is a mistake collectors often make when they self-assess a coin for this attribution. In addition, depending on the year and the quality of the strike, some of the dies and hubs used to strike Franklin half dollars didn't have well-defined lines in the first place. Again, the pop reports will provide a roadmap to the density of fully struck Franklins. In my opinion, the premiums placed on the coins are totally in line with what collectors want. Collectors want high-quality FBL Franklin half dollars. Even better if the coin is all there and has a nice mint-set toning. In conclusion, both NGC and PCGS do a great job grading Franklin half dollars and getting the full bell line designation right. In fact, the full bell line designation is easier to evaluate than the grade. Grading is much more subjective. The key to this series is to buy what you enjoy. This is a series that's here to stay and it'll only pick up steam as the years go by. No matter where the market takes the coin, there's no consolation prize for buying coins that don't pop and excite. In mint state, the Franklin half dollar is by no means scarce, but beautifully toned, high-grade, and attractive examples are another thing altogether. This grading guide to Franklin half dollars was written for Coin Week by Ron Drzezinski. If you like this podcast, please share it with your friends. Also, you can download more than 30 episodes of the Coin Week podcast for free on the iTunes Store. For Coin Week, I'm Coin Week Editor Charles Morgan, signing off. Happy collecting!